Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
A shout out to Brooke at PXG.
Hey, Brooke, how are you?
You know, it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they having a sale?
Yeah, they're having all kinds of sales.
I got to tell you, I got the PXG clubs. I love them.
I'm
golf
telling
clubs,
you.
Guys.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Even my ex-husband, who's a scratch golfer, I was like, dude, you have got to get these. And it's like, oh, I don't know. I love my clubs, you know. But he got a 10-degree pitch or something, driver. He's like, it's changed my life. It's like, what? I don't even know what a 10-degree pitch driver means. I believe it's 10 degrees right here. He said they're really hard to hit, you know, usually at 10 degrees or whatever. But he's like, it's changed my game. How can it change your game if you're already a scratch golfer?
Just little tweaks.
Right? Little bitty tweaks. I don't know. Crazy. Anyway, but he loves them. I feel like I should be a sales rep.
Yeah,
you know?
I do too.
Yeah,
because you and Brooke.
I'm like
knocking
it
out of the park over there.
Pushing them on to everybody. Okay, let's see here. We were talking about Surveilled, which is a documentary on HBO Max. Again, it's called Surveilled. And I was reading deeper into it. Man, it is crazy. I mean, how they use it against people that are actually, especially journalists, how they're using surveillance against journalists to stop them in their tracks. And it even goes on, not to tell you the plot of the story, but I will. They even took somebody out.
What do you mean out? Like out to dinner? Oh, that out. You mean like concrete boots in the river?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were doing story. So it's a way they said.
They killed somebody?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And they're even saying like insurance companies, you know, because, you know, remember how 2023andMe is like looking into your insurance stuff? Did you know, because they want to buy all the information so they don't cover you,
yeah,
you know, so if they know you have a heart murmur or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you've got something
right. Yeah,
genetic.
Like, bye-bye. Yeah, and I guess there's a huge lawsuit. This has been going on for a while. I think it's with, and I want to say this right, and I don't know if it's sure, but I think it's with GMC Trucks. But I got to double check on that before I completely throw them under the bus, that they sell your data.
I think it's too late.
Well, yeah.
You just did. I think you could have said it's got to do with some truck company out there I throw anybody under the bus. But when you say GMC, I think it
is GMC. But if I remember, because I'm never like, oh, I think somebody. And they literally, they sell all your information to your insurance company illegally. So they know how hard you're braking?
Uh-oh, Spadil's got his hand.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's General Motors, yeah.
Oh, is that GMC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. General Motors Corporation, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's GMC, General
but
Motors.
You said General Motors like was, you were correcting her.
Well, no, I yeah. was unsure if GMC and GM were the same thing.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I think the C is corporation. Yeah.
Thanks for putting your hand up, though.
Yeah.
Clearing all that up.
But Texas is suing them.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because what does it say?
It says that they're selling your data.
Yeah.
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 And how hard you break? One guy, all of a sudden, he was dropped from his insurance company. He didn't know why. And he's like, why did you drop me? And they're like, you're accelerating too fast off the line. And he goes, well, how do you know that?
Exactly.
And they go, well, because GMC sends us all your information.
Oh, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
Isn't that jacked
yeah.
up?
Yeah, but there's a lot of insurance companies that require you to put that device in your car, too.
Well, they don't require. You can if you yeah. want to be a smart driver.
So it's like the snapshot.
Right, if you, yeah. want, it gives if you, you want a good rates. Price.
Yeah, yeah, if you can. I yeah. understand. That's totally different than somebody not knowing that it's happening.
I mean, yeah, that's opting in and being yeah. like, yeah, you can put that in my car.
Yeah, that's completely different than not knowing that they knew how fast I came off the line.
Like, you might want to drop this guy because he's tailgating everyone.
Yeah, and that's how they found out about it because he's like, what? And so he looked into it deeper, and sure enough, the insurance companies get the information from
wow.
GMC.
I swear, man, everything you do. I think they already know what time I went to the bathroom this morning.
Right?
They've got me so pegged, man.
Well, this goes along with it's the crazy. Story that you told last week about drones flying over people's properties.
Yeah.
You know?
For insurance companies.
And seeing like, oh, damn, Dale's roof doesn't look good. I'm dropping him.
Yeah. yeah. We don't want to pay $30,000 for a roof.
Everybody's watching you.
Yeah. Man, I went on to Google Maps the other day, and I looked at my own address.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to see what vehicles are in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah.
Just to see what, you know, what time that they got the, you know, the picture and all that. My roof had the biggest, like, a warp in it that you see from their satellite that you don't see.
Oh, really?
If you're standing and looking at my roof. But if you look at it in the picture itself, it's like, so I could see an insurance company say, oh, Beach, yeah, yeah. He's going to make a claim soon.
Well,
we got to get rid of him.
You say it on the air.
Yeah, we got to get rid of him.
I got a guy for you. His name is Jesse Roofs.
Who?
That's the name of his company, Jesse.
Oh, I thought that was his last name. I thought, what a coincidence.
No, yeah, I know, right? No, J-E-S-S-E Roofs.
Yeah.
Jesse Roofs. He's a great guy. He did my roof at the cabin. Did a fantastic job.
All right.
And very reasonable. I think
I'm going to need a roofer.
Yeah, you are, because you're warped.
I am warped. It's got a big bubble in it. Got a bubble.
That's not good. Bubbles are bad. All right, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Okay, so everybody is talking about the hit that happened. That was a hit. It was heard around the world. That football player from the Jaguars. This other guy, he came in and he like, right with his forearm, just knocked the bejesus out of him to his head. And then his head hit the ground. And then he did that weird, like, I don't know, zombie arm thing, which means he has a traumatic brain injury. That even though you're knocked out, you guys, your arm somehow like goes up in the air like, it's weird. It was violent. It was horrible. But now he's saying that everybody's coming after him, the hitter, because he had like something about pro Palestine or something on his tennis shoe, right?
Yeah. On his cleat.
Yeah. And so people are saying that that they're coming after him because they're racially profiled. No. People don't like you because you knocked the tar out of guy illegally. Like your hit was brutal and wrong and horrific.
Yeah. Now there's two reasons to hate you. You're pro Hamas, and you hit the guy the wrong way.
Uh-oh. Spadil doesn't like you said that.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that, Spadil. I stepped over the line again, didn't I?
I think it's all right to be against Hamas.
Oh,
I think
whoa.
That's fine.
Oh, pick and choose, are we?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, okay.
What about our Hamas friends out there? They're not going to be happy with that.
I don't have any Hamas friends.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There might be a Hamas listener out there somewhere. You don't know.
If you're caller 10, no.
Yeah, Hamas.
Okay, this is probably not even funny.
So the guy has this on his cleats, and now he's claiming because he's getting such backlash for this vicious hit that he put on this quarterback. He's claiming it's racial now.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. Nobody knew you had that on your cleats.
Dude, I feel him, though. I know how it feels. Like, I get blonde jokes, dumb blonde jokes all the time. That's totally wrong.
What?
You know, it's profiling me and stuff.
Oh.
Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hurtful. It's very hurtful just because I have this going on. Oh, my God. You don't know what'll piss people off, right?
You don't know.
You don't know.
You have no idea.
All right. The other story is I'm going to do a recommendation. I liked it a lot. I haven't seen all of it yet. I've seen like two episodes. But during the long week, I did start a new series on Netflix. It's called The Starting Five, and it's about the NBA. It has LeBron James. It has some guy from Minnesota that's really good, and he's going to be out of money soon because his girlfriend got knocked up. And it's got another guy from that just won. He's really good from, they're green and white, the Boston Celtics.
It follows Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, DeMontis Sabonis, and Jason Tatum.
And it is good. Okay. These guys are at the top of the pack. They're amazing. And it shows our guy, Jokic. It shows him. It's so funny to watch him in this series because that guy is the chillest bro on the planet. Yeah. Like, he's just like, everybody's all amped up to play the game or whatever. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll go play some basketball.
Yeah. Imagine if he really wanted to play.
I know.
Because it feels like he doesn't really care.
You know it's what, just a job.
But if he really got behind it, you would think that he'd be he's already unstoppable, yeah. Yes.
But what's interesting to me, and he'll probably be the MVP again, you know, but what's interesting to me, it's kind of like when you watch these guys, they're so hungry and so eager, and then he comes out there, it's kind of like, and don't get mad at me because I love the guy, but it's kind of like watching Forrest Gump play basketball.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Because he's just so chill.
Yeah,
he's
a little goofy, too.
He's a little
goofy. Hey, but he's not starting up. Now, I'm not an NBA fan, okay? I love college basketball, but the NBA I'm not so much into.
Yeah.
But he's not having the start to the season that he had last year, is he?
No, Joker's killing it. Joker himself is killing it. But the Nuggets, they suck right now.
Okay, yeah, but the Joker's still playing well.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, yes. Jamal Murray, the point guard, he just like has no actual interest in playing basketball.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have to get into him, but yeah, I
see what
you
know what he's doing? He's slowly quitting, quietly quitting.
Quietly quitting.
I know somebody like that here.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's you.
Oh, it's me? What do you mean I'm quietly quitting?
You told us that on the air.
Yeah. I'm wanting to get down.
You told us that on the air, and then you're taking 5 days off. I'm like, you guys, he's not wrong.
He's going to lie.
I've been at this level all my life. Yeah. So I'm going to bring it down a couple of notches.
You're our Jamal Murray.
I feel like it's not fair to other people. Yeah.
Yeah, he is our Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
He's ready to go do something else, man.
I'm just going to slowly fade. Yeah.
But the sad part about this starting five or whatever with the NBA, and it's on Netflix, is that you watch some of these guys. There's two guys. They are going to run out of money. I know they have $100 million contracts, and you think it can't happen, but keep in mind, it did happen to like MC Hammer and to Mike Tyson. These guys.
Well, and they're so young.
Oh,
I mean, they don't think about what happens after they retire and they don't have any more money.
And they're going to retire at like 25, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have to the rest of their life to try to live like this, and they're going to run out of money. But it is kind of sad to see LeBron being almost 40. I don't know if he's finally hit 40, but seeing LeBron try to keep up with the young guys and everything that takes him to get ready, you know, to like you for taking, you know, trying to get to the show with your back.
Yeah. He turns 40 on December 30th.
Yeah. I'm a lot like LeBron.
You are.
Yeah. The slides I wear, you know, flops.
But they have to stretch you out before you get in here.
Oh, yeah. Big rub down.
I have to walk on your back.
Mm-hmm. I sit in a bucket of ice. For about 2 hours before the show
cold
starts.
Cold plunge, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. But that part is a little sad for him. And then them bringing out his son. Anyway, you got to see it. It's starting five.
His son sucks.
I know.
He sucks. He's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, that really is a black eye on the NBA. For the Lakers to draft that kid, that's just...
It's insane.
It's sad. Yeah. It just shows that, man, that they put certain things over the game itself.
Yeah.
The integrity of the game.
I agree with that.
Shoots it.
It's sad. For sure, you're right. All right, let's see here. There was one other story where I guess because this one... I'm doing all football. I guess this one football player got engaged to this chick. He's the quarterback, Josh Allen. He's with the Bills. And now everybody's telling Travis Kelce, dude, you got to be next. Like, you got to do this. So do we think he will or not?
No.
I don't think so.
Ever?
Yeah.
When?
I think he might.
When? Or what's our date?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he wants to, but he, like, Taylor knows, like, what her brand is and how valuable, like, doing that is So I think that you have to wait on what she wants to do, not necessarily what Travis is trying to do.
Remember, they told Justin Bieber it'd kill his career. They told Justin Bieber, they told Jon Bon Jovi.
Well, because, Justin, the heartthrob.
Yeah, so they told all these guys that. I don't know if they're telling her that. But I did see that a lot of people are like, we're so sick of Taylor. So she might be rethinking it, in my opinion.
Spadil, you sound like you really know love.
Oh, yeah.
Man, just the way you explain that.
Have you ever heard the song?
I mean, Dr. Love over there.
Have you ever heard the song he sings about love?
What song?
Oh, go ahead.
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to, when I'm lying close to someone else. You're stuck in my head, and I can't get you out of it. If I could do it all again, I know I'd go back to you.
Oh,
you're going to make me cry.
Isn't that beautiful?
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, thank you.
That was gorgeous.
Emotional.
Beautiful. What a moment.
He loves love, man. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
It is the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning after the big Thanksgiving weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we are not out of Alice in Winterland tickets. We have more tomorrow morning to give away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's your last chance to win. The concert is Thursday, Dash to the Fray, Benson Boone. This is going to be, perfect for Christmas. I know, though, it's so busy. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that show, by the way, is this Thursday night at the Fillmore. But you're right, there's so much going on because we have our office Christmas party this week, too, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
Wednesday?
It's a white elephant. And I might be too proud of my gift. Like, what if I don't get the kind of thing I'm going to, that I think I'm going to get?
Like the reaction?
The reaction is the right word,
I think you will.
It is. It's so fantastic. It's so fantastic. I feel like I'm...
I haven't seen it.
I know, but I feel like I'm the most clever person on the universe.
You've seen it, Carson?
She told me about her
So
idea.
I told him what shape not to pick out, right? And I said, don't pick out.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick that one.
Yeah, don't say anything, but it's brilliant.
Okay.
This might be some of my best work.
Yeah. You're thinking it might be over people's heads and they won't get it or what?
I can't.
Because you're saying the reaction won't be...
I'll have to tell you after.
Are you expecting just a jaw dropper?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to all go like, oh my God!
How did she think of that? Yeah.
I think it's going to be like savage.
Ooh, thank you.
Savage.
Oh,
people are like, whoa!
Yeah, it might be savage. She's not wrong. It takes a lot to reach savage, though. It's against somebody. Uh-huh.
It's like a grudge gift?
Yeah, it's attacking somebody.
Holy moly, the grudge gift.
Yeah.
You're attacking someone?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I can't even.
People are going to be like, whoa!
That's so wrong.
Yeah, I am totally attacking somebody in this gift. And it's like the biggest slam that you've ever seen in corporate America.
Are we talking like an HR?
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. I was like, don't give too much.
No.
Yeah, it could. It is a fireable offense. For sure.
I got to think about this.
So you might not have me after Wednesday night.
It might go bad.
It doesn't matter, but it is I'm taking a chance, okay?
Let's see.
You know, like I'm putting not only my big toe in the hot water, I'm putting my entire body.
Let me guess, a box of Ozempic for some fat person?
No, but that's funny.
But I'm just saying. Because I'm trying to think of what would be offensive. And I didn't name any names there.
Yeah.
I didn't name any names. So I'm not going to get myself in trouble.
Like ED pills for Kabazaban Mike? Nope, didn't do that one either.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
By the way, did you see where that guy got that settlement down in New Mexico? Now, his wiener doesn't work anymore. But
what happened?
Well, he went in for injections.
Oh.
Yeah, he went in for a couple of shots here and there.
Yeah.
I guess they screwed it up pretty bad.
Oh, no.
And the jury has awarded him $41 million.
What?
Now, here's my question.
Okay,
this is fair. $41 million.
Yeah.
For $41 million. I just wouldn't want anybody to know the wiener doesn't work.
$412 million.
How much?
$412 million.
Okay, that changes it.
$412 million?
Yeah, $412 million.
Are you sure? That's... I saw $41 million.
It's CBS News. I'm looking at it. New Mexico man awarded $412 million payout after botched penile injections, a national record-setting case.
Yeah, this is in New Mexico. I get it on my feed because I follow the penile news. The Pedal News Service.
Oh yeah, I thought P&S. I thought it was Penis Today.
That's called PNS. Get it? The Pedal News Service.
Yeah. Okay.
PNS.
Yeah.
And I follow that, and they told that story popped up, but I thought I saw
popped
41
up.
Million.
That's funny.
Popped up. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet words like that hurt him.
Just say it. I'm just. For $400 million.
Okay, all right, let's think about this. For $412.
I won't think about it, yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show and the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and the podcast. It will be there later on today. Also, we have Alice and Winterland tickets tomorrow morning to give away. But here's a biggie for you. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree. Those families are going to go up, hopefully late today. And they'll be on the tree for you to adopt. We've got, what, 20 families, I think it is?
Yeah, that's what we're adopting, or having adopted. Man, I'm just from our independent council that is picking some of them now. These stories are rough.
They're
rough to read.
A lot of challenges this time of year for families.
That is for sure. Gosh.
And so, but we'll check the 20, and they'll tell us exactly what's going on the tree. Maybe we'll share part of the stories with you or whatnot. But you'll have a chance to adopt, hopefully starting tomorrow, Wednesday at the latest. But hopefully by tomorrow, right, Spadil?
Yeah, the biggest hurdle is just getting a hold of all the families because I have to make sure that they want to go up on the trees.
Gotcha.
Some of them are nominated.
Oh, because they're nominated.
Gotcha. So you got to clear the hurdles, right?
Exactly.
That a boy. All right, so we'll let you know coming up tomorrow on the program, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I did notice over the weekend? There was hardly any problems at any airports.
That's not what I read.
Oh.
Sorry.
What did you read? Because I didn't see any problems.
On Nextdoor, people were talking about, oh my God, DIA is the worst it's ever been in my entire life. My son was dropped off early, so he didn't have any problems. He said it was busy, but he said he didn't have any problems. But somebody said it took more than 2 hours in the wait, in the security wait.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
No kidding.
Yeah, they were really upset.
I was watching the biggest day, well, Sunday, yesterday was supposed to be the biggest for people flying, you know, back to their destination or whatever. But on Wednesday of last week, we were off. So I'm watching Fox 31. They had a camera at the airport, and it didn't look that bad at all to me. It looked like a normal day out at the airport. I thought it was pretty smooth.
Here's what this says. Some airports still recovering today after trying to head home from Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, yesterday was supposed to be the max, the big one.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because that's when my son flew back to his college. And he said it wasn't too bad, but that was super early. But then I started seeing next door posts and people are like, give yourself so much time. It's 2 hours okay, right now.
That makes more sense because I was thinking of the pre-Thanksgiving,
yeah,
simply because, you know, and it makes sense because you can stagger it. Some people went on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. But on the way home, everybody wants to go home on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, after the big weekend. So now it makes more sense that you're seeing it that way.
So how many people traveled yesterday?
It says that TSA officers screened nearly 3.1 million people.
Wow.
Just nationwide?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Just screen in one day.
Yeah, it's a lot of pat downs.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Hands would be sore.
Honk, honk, honk.
A lot of honking.
Yeah.
Guys.
It's the highest it's ever been, is what it's saying.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Record breaker.
Yep. BJ and Jamie.
I love it when the Broncos are on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. It's such a showcase for the city. It's great.
Yeah, it is, right?
We love it. We love it.
Good luck today, Carson. You know, you need to go to Cabela's and get some of those hand warmers and foot warmers. You know how you just rub them and then you stick them down in your clothes?
Yeah, seriously. It's going to be cold
tonight. It is going to be so chilly.
Yeah.
And now they actually have like electric coats even.
Yeah, like vests too.
Yeah.
I saw where game time is supposed to be 40 degrees. So
I saw it in the 30s.
That's not bad.
Yeah. 40. They say 40 at game
kickoff.
Well, I
saw 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not 30, 40.
I saw 30s because she said you're going to need a light jacket when that sun goes down because it's going to get into the 30s.
And that's especially if that wind picks up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right, there you go. If you're going to the game tonight, that's what you can expect. We don't know.
Yeah.
All right, have a great day. Enjoy your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow here on the program, we have more tickets for Alice in Winterland. That is a sold-out show. Everybody wants a ticket to this show. It's Benson Boone. You got the Fray. It's going to be a great show at the Fillmore, and we'll have tickets tomorrow morning at 7:40.
7:40 it is. I'll be here.
Take care. Have a great day today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Go Broncos. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.